Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. All right, John. Finish off. Coach Carl.
Hey there, it's Coach Carl here, and welcome to episode 444 of the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Now, today we have something really different. Now, we get many inquiries from young entrepreneurs or people looking to earn some revenue online. And we often get asked, can you share some information around things like that? So whether it's e-commerce, whether it's affiliate sales, whether it's share trading, or whether it's things like crypto, we get the question asked often. After all, young leaders of today are the best leaders for tomorrow. So today we bring you a gentleman called Jason Sweeting. Now, he is known as Jay the Trader. Now, he claims that he has no magical powers. He's just a guy that got serious about trading. Now, he worked hard, studied the market for countless thousands of hours. And as you'll see during the conversation, he loves what he does and he loves sharing how he does what he does. The knowledge that Jay the Trader has shared has continually helped others gain control of their financial life and skyrocket their success. There are a number of catch cries during this conversation that you are going to resonate with, I can guarantee you. But also there's many leadership lessons. The conversation was certainly a new one for me. But the leadership lessons during the course of the conversation were enlightening. Things like, how do you build community? How do you engage with others? How do you get good at what it is that you do before you then go and transform the world? So many people are happy to teach others without necessarily being good at what it is that they do. When you're good at what you do, you have integrity that enables you to have more influence with others. This is a fascinating conversation. It may not be everyone's cup of tea, but it's a fascinating conversation. So after a word from our sponsor, it's my pleasure to welcome Jason Sweeting, aka Jay the Trader, to the podcast.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
And it's my pleasure to welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Please welcome Jason Sweeting. How are you, Jason?
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you for having me. And hello, everybody.
And you're in Miami, and Miami's such a beautiful part of the world. And I was just sharing that we've been to Miami, my wife and I, two or three times now, and taken the drive out to Key West. So it's certainly, you're living in a great part of the world in Florida.
No complaints here. Yeah. No complaints at all.
So share with the audience, Jason, the Jason Sweeting story.
Oh, that's wonderful. No one's ever asked me quite like that. Well, I guess my story in a nutshell, I'll give you the ending before the beginning. Right now, I've helped over 3,700 people become comfortable and competent traders in the market.
Yeah.
I've helped people trade the futures and the equities, the indices, the options with my methodologies because I do understand how markets work, and it's really easy for me to teach, but it wasn't always like that. Mm. Actually, I went to school at the University of Florida in Gainesville. I started out with a degree in engineering, and after doing that for 3 years, I realized even though I had a talent for math, I mean, I really didn't want to be an engineer. I switched my major to advertising. And after graduating with a degree in advertising, I came back home to Miami to help out my family. Unfortunately, I lost my mother to cancer, and life was a little weird and tough. Now, my backstory, everybody, if you have to have a backstory about me, these hands of mine, They used to be pretty world class. I could get on a piano and play for hours, sing for hours. You know, I just start out on any club, any night. Nobody was safe. I go to like A flat and it'll start with, what would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? You know, I start in on a tune, and I mean, I might start at 9 p.m. on a hot South Beach night and not get up off the piano till 3 in the morning, making people dance. And I did that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I've been on MTV and BET. I've produced records and I've sang for people and I've played all around the world. The only thing that disappointed me about being a part of the gig economy,
yeah,
as they call it now, is that people can cancel your dates. Like, you'll think that you have this date and that date and the next date, and somebody will cancel a wedding because the parents couldn't agree on the terms of the prenup. So
yeah,
you thought you were going to make money, and all of a sudden the money you thought you were going to make has been canceled and the rug be pulled right out from under you. I'm sure if there's anybody who's been in that position, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I got tired of depending on other people for the money that I wanted to make.
Mm.
That's really what it is. I call it the money faucet. And I believe that everybody should have their own hands on their money faucet.
Yeah.
They should be able to turn it up and make more money, or turn it down and make less, or turn it off. I believe that it's our job, every individual that's listening. And definitely it was my job to put my hands on my own money faucet, because my wife needed it, my children needed it, and of course I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped into the market. I jumped into the market headlong, as much as I could, as fast as I could, to learn a way, to figure out a way how to be independently financially solvent. That I wasn't trying to be rich. I didn't want any Lamborghinis. I didn't want any
yeah.
Rolexes or Audemars. I didn't want anything like that. I just wanted to be able to pay my bills on time.
Mm.
So there I was in the market, failing and failing and failing, until failure became success. And when failure became success, things got a little easier financially for my family and I. And more success begat more success. And here we are today.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a great story that you've just shared. And so is that when you got into a bond trading? Forgive me, I don't know too much about bond trading, but
I understand.
But what got you into that?
It was just exposure. I was in Atlanta, and a friend of mine, we were going to go play a round of golf. I love golf. I'm a golfer.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, we were like, okay, let's hang out. You know, me and my homeboy, we're just going to go play a round of golf. So I played music at the time for a living. I'm probably making, I don't know, 2-3 grand a week, you know, and it's not a bad living playing music. But I mean, I'm playing Wednesday to Sunday, maybe 4 or 5 hours a day, sometimes as many as 30 to 40 hours a week, depending on how busy the schedule could get. And man, when we were going to leave, he said, man, let's just go. You know, let's just go. And I said, man, what are those squiggly lines? That's what I called him at the time. I said, what are those squiggly lines on your computer? He says, well, I'm trading. So he grabs his stuff. We get in the car. He says, man, we can just leave. Either I'm going to make, I think he said, either I'm going to make $2,000 or $5,000. Or he said, either I'm going to make $1,500 or $5,000. But whatever it is, I'm ready to leave. And I thought to myself, okay, I would have to sing a lot of songs and a lot of songs really well to make $1,500 in a week, let alone before going to play a round of golf. And I said, man, what are you doing? He says, I'm trading. And that was all I needed. From there, it was Google and downloading platforms and failing until I figured out how to
use it. Yeah. I'm interested in the community that you built with 3,700 people in your academy. Now, obviously, to bring 3,700 people into any community requires from yourself to build trust, to get that trust, for them to have trust in you that there's going to be delivery and execution. Tell me some of those steps that you walked through that enabled that trust to be built.
Well, I often think of leadership as a seed. So my methodology for leadership is being the seed the farmer sowed. If my life is to mean anything to anyone else, then what I have to do is give away what's on the inside of me and let something new grow from it.
Yeah.
And what I had to do, first of all, was kind of prove that I was who I said I was. Are you a competent trader? Okay, cool, let's do it. So you can go back maybe 2, 3, 4 years from today, you know, when we're shooting this, and you can go see me posting P&Ls in my early days of trading, and, you know, you can see stuff like that. But that doesn't really mean anything. You know, if I have the ability to trade, it doesn't mean that I can convey or give someone else that ability. After all, Michael Jordan is a great basketball player, but that doesn't mean he will be a great coach.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a different set of skills to pull greatness out of someone else than it is to pull greatness out of yourself. And what began to happen is I created like a way to teach people, a way to simplify things, a way to bring this crazy market under a simple set of rules, like something a 13-year-old could follow. Like my youngest student is 13.
Yeah.
His name is Noah. Shout out to Noah. Noah is his dad, Chuck, bought the program and then forgot about it. And then the kid picked up the program during COVID, and the kid makes about $600 a day. And I think right now Noah is almost 15. So when he started, he was 13. So I just start making it really simple. And the simplicity, along with the authenticity that I had to offer my students, I believe is what attracted them. And then after that, you use the tools of community. Community is a fantastic word. It's broken down into two words, the prefix com meaning with, and then the last word, unity. So you have words like compromise, which is with promise. You understand? And then community with me, with unity, you use some of those principles, letting people learn one another, letting people love one another, letting people question me, letting people test my authenticity. And then what we've been able to create is this crazy group of people called a bond bully, you know, and what we do every day is bully the market, because for too long it's bullied us. And so that's what I do. I just kind of help people see the greatness in themselves and try and be the bridge so that they can get from where they are to where they want to go.
Yeah. I'd imagine, Jason, there's a fair bit of skepticism or cynicism around people that make claims, especially online, that, you know, buy this program and you'll earn six figures a week, or, you know, whatever the claim may be. Some of it seems more and more outlandish to try and clear away a lot of the noise, I guess. So how do you work with that? I mean, because you know, we hear stories that people go out to take a picture in someone's private jet, that there's actually businesses now set up where people can go into a private jet for their Instagram pics. So people hear this and people get skeptic. So how do you deal with that? So your first communication with someone's obviously noted down a social media post of yours or heard about you and reaches out.
Right.
How do you deal with that skepticism if they've got some?
Oh, man, that's such a great question, Tony. And I'm so glad you asked. Everybody, I study a lot of leaders. You know, I think leaders they're worth studying, especially the good ones.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite leaders, and this is no hit on anybody else's faith tradition, but in my faith tradition, there was this guy by the name of Jesus, right? And so Jesus was this figure, and he walked around the earth, and he lived, and he did miracles and different things like that. Now, according to this story, this Jesus story in my faith tradition, he hung out with this guy named Thomas for like 3 years. They were together every day. They ate food together, talked together, walked together, hung out together, ran away from the police together. I mean, they were just homies, you know, like real buddies, real friends. So Jesus goes and does this crazy thing, like dying on the cross and then coming back to life. Believable, unbelievable, whatever you want to say, but here's a story. I love this part. This is my favorite part of leadership. When he comes back to his homeboys, his friends, when he comes back to them, he says, "Hey, yo, I'm back." And all of them are like, "Yo, they killed you. Like, how are you here right now? This is crazy." Thomas says, "I don't believe it at all." So Jesus, as a leader, claiming all of the power in heaven and earth, and knowing a guy for 3 years, somebody who should have known him well enough that he's kept his word for 3 years, why would he break it now? But you know what he did for Thomas? He said, "Hey, man, I know you don't believe. So here's my hand. You could touch it. It's real." I think that it's so important that leaders make way for the doubting that people might have. I don't It is unbelievable to think that somebody could make $100,000 in a day, yet my students have done it. It is unbelievable. I mean, no one in your life, most people that I know, no one's ever had a $50,000 day, a $20,000 day. No one's done that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Most people, even if you make six figures, you're only making about $400 a day if you're working 40 hours. So even $100,000 is, you know, that's a lot of money to most people, you know? So we have to do things that allow them to test and make sure we're real. I go live on Instagram. I open up my computer and I go live. I have my trade room wide open. You can go to YouTube and see me call out trades. I'll tell you where the market is going to start going up. I'll tell you where it's going to start going down. You know, so people can see that this is a skill. This is not a get rich quick scheme. The reason why LeBron is good is because he practiced. The reason why Oprah is good is because she practiced. The reason why Serena is good because he practiced. The reason why Tiger is good because he practiced. And if you practice, you can acquire a skill too. And that's what this is. I make allowance for their doubting. I keep the lines of communication and authenticity wide open.
Yep.
And then I make sure that I let them know this is not a get rich quick scheme. This is the acquisition of a skill. And if you get it, no one could ever take it from you.
Yeah, it's a interesting way that you've put that. Yeah, so the people are actually seeing it in action, seeing it work.
Yes.
And maybe they test the waters in a small way, in a calculated risk sort of a way. I like the concept that it's a long-term strategy. A lot of people say things like shares and bonds are long-term and don't expect to make a killing the first time. And I think we're seeing that a little bit now with things like crypto and NFTs. There are people hearing stories that people are making a mozza, and I've got no doubt that people are making a bit of a killing in certain areas. But it is still a bit of a skill that to choose what the right NFT is and to back and the projects that people are working on. And I'd imagine it's very similar to you.
I think, Tony, more than anything, like I think of the market like an orchestra, I guess because of my music background, the market is like an orchestra. And in an orchestra, you can make music with anything. I mean, the conductor plays the orchestra, the tuba and the piano and the French horns and the violins and violas, like everybody together. When you approach the market, there are a lot of things that you can do. You can invest for the future.
Yeah.
Or you can trade and or swing trade. There's so many different things. You can swing trade and you can swing trade in a futures contract. You can options trade a futures contract. There's so many different ways. When people think about the market, what happens is they kind of get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I don't want to overwhelm your listeners. But what I will say is this. Whatever the media might be telling you and whatever they might be saying, do you believe that they're going to tell you how to make money the way that they do? Here's a better question.
Yep.
Let's say you work a job. Do you believe that your boss will ever pay you enough to be their neighbor? See, the thing is, people won't tell you what's really going on, how they're really making money. I know people making millions of dollars a day.
Yeah.
A day, not a year, 10 years, no, millions a day, not one, like millions with an S per day. And you can do that if you understand how to anticipate the movement of the market. You only make money in the market if you can be right by a specific time.
Yeah.
If you want to invest when you know, by the time you're 60, they just say, keep on buying the S&P or invest in some mutual funds. And by the time you're 60, they should, of course, like rise in value. So you have a prediction and a time horizon at which it should be right. The only difference is that with trading, I have a prediction and I want to be right in 5 minutes or 60 minutes. Some people want to be right in 60 years or when they're 60.
Yeah.
I want to be right in 60 minutes. And I've acquired the skill to be able to predict what will happen in the market. And because of that, I can make as much money. I know this sounds crazy, but if you watch my YouTube channel or anything, you can see you can make as much money as you want to make every day. It's really a skill. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Once you know how to do it.
Yeah. And I think that's the challenge that I would imagine people face, getting the skill set, because Is there any AI algorithms in part of what you do, or is it all part of the skill set that people need to have?
What I do is I teach people how to do it themselves because computers break, software goes out of whack, out of time, maybe they don't update to the latest version, and there you are, desolate and alone again without the ability to be able to do it for yourself. What I want to do is empower people. I can give you a fish, but what if I taught you how? So for me, my method is let's not rely on anything except the candles that are being printed in the market, the ups and the downs of the market. If we can just look at the buyers and look at the sellers and understand which prices they're interested in, which ones they want to buy, and which ones they want to sell, let's just do that. And let's not really worry about any of the quants or AI. Let's not worry about the indicators. Let's not worry about any of that stuff. What we'll do is just focus on the buyers and the sellers in the market and let them tell us what they want to do. Most markets, as people can understand, if I can get just a little teachy, can I get like 60 seconds of
Guys,
teaching
for
real quick? Okay, so everybody listen. Check it out. You're in a market, right? Right now, you're in a trade. Everybody, if you're watching this, you're in a trade. Guess what? You're giving me something and I'm giving you something back. That's a trade. We're exchanging value. Okay, two parties come together and exchange value. What are you giving me? You're giving me your attention. That's what you're giving me. And I'm giving you my information. And if my information is not worth your attention, guess what you'll do? You'll switch. You'll change the podcast. You'll say, "Oh, I don't know why Tony had that guy on. He's horrible." You know what I'm saying? And if it's worth your if it's if my information is worth your attention, you'll stay. Right? So if we're in a trade right now where we're exchanging value, we're in a market. Now, the purpose of a market is to facilitate trade. That's the only reason. You have the supermarket, the real estate market, the car market, the job market. The whole thing about markets is just a place where people facilitate trade. They exchange value. Now, let me tell you how this works. You go to the job market. You're going to do a job where you should be paid $300,000. They offer you $40,000. Do you take the job? No, because it wouldn't be an equal exchange of value. Okay? If you do $300,000 worth of work, you should get paid that or thereabout, $300,000. You understand? We're talking about exchanging value. Now, if you go to a chart, you'll see a lot of candles, but all a chart is people, market participants, arguing with one another, conversating with one another about the value of an asset. Well, what asset? Maybe it's Tesla. Maybe they're wondering, should Tesla go up or down? Maybe it's Amazon. Maybe it's Netflix. Maybe it's GameStop. Maybe it's the 30-year Treasury bonds. Maybe it's the hog futures. Maybe it's the crude oil or the orange juice or any of the other commodities. But everybody is talking about the value. Now, what you can do as an individual is listen to the conversation that the market participants are having and realize that, oh, I've heard this conversation before. Usually, when the participants speak like this, the value is about to rise. And that happens every day. You know how people talk. Guess what? If it's 4th of July, it's going to be hard to find fireworks because everybody bought them already. If it's the fourth Thursday in November, it's going to be really tough to find a turkey because everybody already bought them up. And if it's Christmas time, it's going to be toys everywhere. If we can understand the cycles of people, if we can understand what people normally do, if we can predict their movements, rush hour, happy hour, the weekend. And this is stuff you already do in your life. Imagine if you can apply it to the candles when you see them. You can easily see that the buyers are getting ready to push the value of the asset up. So guess what you do? You don't click sell, you click buy, and you make money as it goes up. Or you can look and see, oh my goodness, the buyers have lost their strength. The sellers are about to take over. So you don't hit buy, you hit sell, and you make money as the market goes down. That's the simplicity of it. Of course, there are more details, but everybody, it's something that you've done a thousand, you've all been a part of a market, and you can do it just like that. Pretty simple.
Absolutely. It truly does sound fascinating what it is that you do. So I've got no doubt that you're very skilled at it and that you're very, very good at it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking today. So who's been the inspiration for you in your journey that you've been on?
I still think about that artist or photographer or musician or stay-at-home mom or couple that, you know, they put the kids to sleep and then they're looking at each other going, okay, well, honey, do you think that we should pay the rent first or do you think that we should pay the car note? I still have that conversation because that was my life. You know, Tony, one Tuesday, I woke up and my wife and I were going to go to breakfast. But when we went outside, the car was gone because the people had repossessed it. You know, they had come and they came and got the car in the middle of the night while we were asleep because we didn't pay them. I've been in those conversations. And if there's anything that inspires me, it's the fact that I want to make sure that choices that we make in our lives aren't financial ones. Hear me out. Imagine this. Imagine you have a kid. The kid is bright. The kid has got a chance to go to a space program for 2 weeks. Your kid has studied, done everything that they're supposed to do. The school says your kid has been selected to go to this program. It's going to cost $1,500. Right there, an education decision becomes a financial decision for a family. And I hate that. Because if that kid has worked hard, that kid should have the opportunity. We shouldn't turn health decisions, educational decisions, living decisions into financial ones. We shouldn't do that. I believe that everybody deserves financial freedom. So what I do is I turn people into ATMs by teaching them how to confidently trade the markets. Because for my life, what it did was take all the decisions and make them just if we want to do it or if we don't want to do it. Hey, where do you want to go to on vacation? I think the kids should go to Hawaii or we should go to Chicago or we should go to France. Okay, why? Well, we want them to see the Mona Lisa. Okay, it's not a financial decision. It's just now an exposure decision. Hey, you know another one that's really popular? Hey, grandma needs surgery. How much is the surgery? It's going to cost 40 grand. Okay, well, that should be a health decision. It shouldn't be a financial one. We shouldn't be saying, well, I got six, you got two. Maybe we can take out a loan. No, no. Let's just get grandma the help that she needs. Yeah. I love it when families can live the life that they deserve because they're not dependent on someone else for the velocity of their money faucet. Yeah. They can turn it on themselves. I love that. And that's what inspires me so much, man. I'm inspired by that every day.
So what's the vision for yourself, Jay?
200,000 students served.
Okay.
200,000 students served. Because I want 200,000 families served. I want 200,000 families that can afford a Christmas tree at Christmas time. Or kids that can, you know, have new back to school clothes when it's time to go back to school instead of being embarrassed about wearing the same thing over. I want kids to be able to not worry about student loans. You know, like, let's not worry about it. Let's just send the kids to school if they want to go to school, then we can, like, pay for it. We could swipe our card for tuition like it was a loaf of bread. You know, I believe, like, that's my vision, 200,000 students served. Aside from that, I do have a very sensitive spot for military families, those who have served in our military and in our armed forces. I just believe that they get a raw deal when they come home. We expect for them to serve us and protect us. And then when they come home, we don't have a market or a job situation where we can place them and put them in a place of respect where they're revered. And that's very close to my heart. Another thing that's very close to my heart, and these, you know, I have students that have been in the NFL and the NBA and the WNBA and played FIFA, you know, like soccer, some of my students. And they talk so much about how athletes are treated like cattle and not really informed. So they make $30 million in their career and then they end up broke. And I believe if they had some understanding of how to make money, I think that it would be a little bit easier. So those are my soft spots, man. And so that's all I want to do. I just want to serve people. That's my vision.
Excellent. So how can people connect with you?
Oh, man. You know what? You can always call me. You know, let's just run it down. Can I run it down for him, Tony?
Go for it.
They can call me. Let me give you my phone number. You can always call me. The number is 786-755-1711. And in fact, because I was coming on Tony's show, I wanted to have a free gift for his listeners. So you can actually go to tradelikejthetrader.com/TonyCurl. Okay. So you know the man, T-O-N-C-U-R-L, right? So trade like J, the letter J, the trader. Yeah. So trade like J, the trader.com / Tony Curl. And you can pick up a free gift from me and Tony. It's going to be a free course. It'll get you started. You'll know what software we're using, how to download it, how to look at candles, how to read candles. You'll know how to download simulated data so that you can start practicing without losing money. You know, you can practice in a safe sim environment. So it's like trading with paper money. I'll show you how to do that in that course. So you can start right now getting started. I think that that's very important. And Tony, I really appreciate you allowing me to do that. Everything is Jay the Trader. Instagram is at J_the_trader. The name is right there in the little video. Yeah. You have all that sort of stuff. But whatever it is, you know, you can always reach back out to Tony, too. You should do that right now. I mean, you should like this. You should share this. Wherever you are right now. I mean, if you're in your car, wait till a red light or wait till you pull over, but hit that share button, share it, because this is a great place. Can I tell you what's happening in education, Tony? I was listening to a mentor and we were talking about the rise of the university. Yeah. Before there was a university system, what you had was apprenticeship. You would wake up in the morning, help out around the house. And when you were done, if you were going to be a blacksmith, you would go to the blacksmith shop and you would learn to be a smith from the blacksmith. Or you would go to the seamstress and you would learn how to be a seamstress. So you would go to the cobbler and you would learn how to make shoes. You know, we had an apprenticeship society. Then the university became a popular thing. And now, of course, it's normal. Kids graduate high school. We expect them to go to university. Simple. But university has begun to be poisoned. Because of the debt that is associated with earning the degree and the job market that has become narrowed and thin because you're competing internationally. And not only you're competing with people internationally, but you're competing with technology for jobs.
Yep.
So I think people aren't as apt to jump into the university system. And I believe that we're running back to apprenticeship. That's what makes your program so important, because people need leadership skills. People need to hear from leaders, and people need real tried and true people that they can follow, that they can be an apprentice of. And I'll just say this. If you want to learn how to trade the market, if you want to learn how to interpret buyers and sellers, if you want to know where to buy and where to sell, how to look left, to let the past inform the present so you can predict the future with a high sense of probability, then I'm the person that's supposed to teach you. And I would love to do it. Call my phone number. Go to the URL, tradelikejthetrader.com / Tony Curl. Go to Instagram, J_the_trader. Go to youtube.com/JTheTrader. But any way you look at it, I want you to turn that money faucet on. And this is the opportunity to do so.
Yep, it's a good visualization you've got there, Jay. Turn the money faucet on. So thank you so much for that. You've given us so much insight world of trading and how you help and serve people. Thank you for investing in today's leaders.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate the opportunity, Tony. Thank you so much.
If you're looking to build better leadership skills, check out the Today's Leader website at todaysleader.com.au. We really are driving a leadership revolution to build tomorrow's best leaders today. Today's Leader is a collective, the mindset to make a difference, the ability to create an impact. Think and Grow Business hosts our Today's Leader Mastermind, Think and Grow Business, where we focus on personal, professional, and business growth. Book your free 30-minute discovery call right from the homepage at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.